Welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Hi, this is Irene Watson. I'm your host for today. Well, today is an exciting program, and I am so delighted to be speaking on the phone with Aaron Abelman. He is the author of Pacha's Pajamas, a story written by nature. It's this adorable story that brings children closer to nature, but not only that, it encourages and inspires children to reconnect with nature. Also helping me chat with Aaron are two book reviewers, 8-year-old Sophia and 10-year-old Madeline. They absolutely loved the book. But before we go into the interview, I'd like you to learn a little bit about Aaron. Aaron Abelman is acclaimed edutainer with a background in world literature, food systems, and community organizing. He grew up under the mentorship of Hopi elders and children's musician Rafi, and he has graced the stages with Kanon and Joe Baez, among others. From India to Haiti, he has implemented eco-arts programs and worked with at-risk teens. He has been heralded in publications such as the Los Angeles Times, New York Times, Montreal Mirror, and the San Francisco Examiner. Aaron is an executive producer for the Clean Energy Tour, co-founder of the Community Tree Network, and consultant for environmental organizations and campaigns. Abelman is also a co-founder of Balance Edutainment, a social enterprise that develops entertaining products for youth and families, which raise awareness of our interdependence with nature and connects people who want to work for positive change. Balance's flagship initiative is the Pacha's Pajamas Edutainment Platform. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, good afternoon.
I'm so glad that you're able to talk to us, and the real pleasure is also having Madeline and Sophia. Hi, Maddie.
Hi.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi.
Okay, Aaron, let's just get into Pacha's Pajamas right off the bat and give us a premise of what the story is about.
Pacha's Pajamas is a story about a little girl with big dreams. She is your typical city girl that loves nature but doesn't quite have access to it. One night after receiving a magical new pair of pajamas that her mother has made for her, woven for her by hand, she actually has the most incredible dream whereby the plants and animals on her pajamas come alive and, lamenting the state of the world, of nature today, these species, these creatures, a whale, hummingbird, tree, spider, mushroom, they meet where the forest reaches the ocean, and really as a response to the problems that they're facing, that the ocean is full of plastic, you know, the forests are being turned into shopping malls, that we really need to do something to change this current moment that we're in. And the mushroom comes up with an idea, kind of crazy at first, but why don't we have a big concert? It'll be like the biggest gathering coming together that ever happened, and maybe we can help save the world. Sort of a live aid concert, but for nature, and Fox News is broadcasting, but they're real foxes, and CNN is there, but it's CNN enemies. The Black Eyed Peas are performing, but it's real Black Eyed Peas. The Beatles are an insect band. It's an incredible stadium that's built, half land, half water. The sun and moon are the spotlights. Electric eels power the stage. It's little Pacha's journey disguised as a little gorilla into this incredible event, and she has a real transformation that happens, which I won't give away.
Okay.
In terms of her relationship to nature.
That's great.
Why did you make a story about animals coming together and having the earth?
The deeper reason, I think, is because we're in a critical time right now on the planet, and I know a lot of us are feeling, you know, the effects of climate change and species loss. A lot of, you know, the environmental problems of our day are impacting, you know, the plant and animal world. And often we don't have a popular voice to speak on behalf of nature, really. So this story is really an opportunity for, you know, for plants and animals to become rock stars, you know, for rocks to become real rock stars and have a, you know, have a voice to remind humanity how interconnected we are with nature and also how much we depend upon the natural world.
How did you come up with the idea of Patrick's pajamas coming alive in her dreams?
I was thinking about a lot of my favorite pajamas when I was a kid, and even still I have pajamas that I love, just how, you know, soft and cuddly they are. And you know, when I was really young, it was kind of like between my pajamas and the stuffed animals, there was something kind of magical about them, you know, for me to... to go into sleep and feel comfortable and you know, and then to have whatever dreams that I did have. And I think that you know, that her pajamas, Pacha's pajamas, are in the same way, kind of, you know, they're magical. They're a way for her to travel through her amazing dream life.
Is the reason why this is only available online because printing it would be using paper, and paper used is from trees?
Well, that's part of it. We'll do a hardcover book, but we'll print all on recycled paper, and it'll be completely ecologically sound. In other words, we won't be using trees when we do it, and there are some environmental ways of printing these days, but also because the electronic book world is getting really popular, you can send it all over the world instantly. You know, people can access it without having to do all the shipping. So I think part of it was just practically, but also because it was a good first step for us to build an audience and to get the word out about this story.
Erin, you mentioned that you're going to use other means than trees for printing. What are you actually going to be printing this book on?
Well, I don't think we've fully made that decision. I know that there's a couple of companies that we've been talking to. There's an amazing company in the Bay Area called New Leaf, and they do all ecologically... you know, well, in fact, the sources that they use for their printing are very, you know, they have a whole range of metrics that they use to print their paper. But we haven't really delved into that conversation, which is a very important one, you know, just as important in some ways as the story itself is. You know, I often say, you know, it's not just how we're doing something, but also what it is that we're doing, and you know, for this project to be to have integrity on all those issues.
I'm glad to say that. I really am.
Why did you put faces on the tree and mushroom?
That's a very ancient tradition that traces back to a lot of indigenous cultures all over the world. From the Hopi to North Africa to parts of India, all the way to the South Pacific, all over the world, a lot of indigenous cultures and traditional cultures have actually what's called anthropomorphized. That means they've put human characteristics onto the natural world. In fact, so because they've really been so deeply connected to nature in that way. So a lot of the art you'll see has characteristics that show a deeper relationship between humans and plants, animals, rocks. You know, and it's my belief that all of life has intelligence, and I think, you know, the intelligence behind mushrooms and trees is incredible. I mean, they've been around on the earth for a lot longer than humans have, and I think we should find ways of paying respect.
Well said. And you have some experience with the Hopi Indians. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when I was a child, actually, my father is a organic farmer and author, and my mother is healthcare nurse for the homeless mainly, but both of them were very interested in indigenous cultures and particularly looking to study and learn from some of the traditional ways of this nation, which are often forgot about. There's a very amazing history in this country that we need to learn and share and tell. And so when I was a kid, my mother wanted to study some of the weaving, the weaving of the Navajo and Hopi, their techniques in weaving and crafts. And my father was really interested in the Hopi corn, the growing of corn. We're talking about a place where, you know, it's absolute desert and so hot and very adverse conditions to living, and yet they're growing this incredible food out in the desert on practically no water at all. A lot of the Hopi have a long history of really remarkable traditional ways. So both my parents were studying with an elder, and I was actually taken under the wing of an elder. She was 90 years old. Her name was Carolyn, and she taught me how to weave and how to save seeds. And
wow.
And she told me stories, and, you know, it was a very powerful time for me when I was 5 and 6 years old.
Oh, wow. I just got goosebumps listening to what you're talking about and the experience, that imprint that has been imprinted into you from all the everything that she taught you. Oh, that's incredible.
Is your passion environmental issues?
My passion has definite connection to the environment, and ultimately, you know, I love nature. I love going to the ocean, and I love visiting national parks and seeing the forests, and there's so much that I'm passionate about around the environment.
Well, and we certainly all should be, and I know that your book, and you've got a CD, and you've got a video that really engages the audience into this project. And so what is it that you would like this audience, and or obviously it's, you know, kids, that what are your expectations with all this, the book and the video and the CD?
Yeah, it's a really exciting project and something that we feel can reach millions of children and families around the world. You know, we've really designed this whole project as a vehicle for popularizing some of the most critical ecological issues of our day and connecting audiences around the world that want to work together for positive change at this time. And we really think that at the core of collective action is a powerful story, you know, and also that music and the different media that we're working with can play a significant role in that. In fact, we're currently transitioning into our live show, which is basically a hip-hop storytelling event that has a whole audio-visual component, and we're creating Pacha as the star of the show. We want her to be a rock star. We want her to be, you know, basically an animated, viral YouTube music sensation that is using music as a vehicle for, you know, for communicating about the environmental issues that she's dreaming about. She's she's dealing with, and we want her to be a, you know, a messenger for nature, but doing that through pop culture. So that's, you know, that's, we'll be releasing the album at the end of October, just in time for the holiday season. Everybody should check that out at pachaspajamas.com. It's going to have celebrities on it. We'll also have music videos. We're going to have a lot of child stars that are going to be featured on the project as well. And really, we're calling it an album rather than an audio book because it has songs from the festival that happens in this story. So that's really the first big splash. And then, you know, we'll be developing products over the next 4 years to culminate in an animated feature film.
Wow, this is a really exciting.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Inside Scoop Live is a global internet-based broadcast specializing in interviewing published authors about their current books and areas of expertise. I'm Juanita Watson, the host of the show, and invite you to join me as I bring to the air both well-known and upcoming writers. You will hear my guests talk candidly about their books, their life experience, specific topics, and the business of being an author in today's literary world. Always interesting and current, my intention is to bring our audience high-quality discussions that spotlight a vast diversity of authors in the field today. Our interviews are syndicated and archived for availability 24/7 through direct podcast and MP3 download. And as always, I love to hear from listeners. Have a look at our website, InsideScoopLive.com. Send me an email, comment on previous guests, and let me know who you'd like to hear on the show. I'll do my best to bring you your favorite authors live and direct.
Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. Today I'm talking with Aaron Abelman, author of Pacha's Pajamas and Helping Me Ask Questions or Sophie and Maddie. I encourage you to go to the website, pachaspajamas.com, because there is so much more information on this. This is a place where the kids can get involved, win prizes, shop for products, but more importantly, take a stand for nature. There's even a section called Family Fun. Please do check it out. Again, it's pachaspajamas.com. And I know that you do suggest that music is a universal language, and I certainly have to agree with you, but maybe just sort of explain what your thoughts are.
Well, music is a real tool, and it's a gift that I've been blessed with and have learned so much through music. You know, arguably, we learn the alphabet through music. It's a language that exists that crosses generation, race, culture, language, and exists all over the world. And we should really be applying that tool to a lot of our social movements and using it for practical means with a purpose.
What a great project. I'm so excited, and I can hardly wait to see what actually this is going to develop into. And, you know, you've set yourself for 4 years, and wow, from today to 4 years down the road, there's some big things that are going to happen and change. Nature deficit disorder. We have. That's a problem, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy that we're even talking about this, but it's such a reality. Most children do not have a relationship with the natural world. They've often never seen where their food comes from. I had friends even growing up who had never been to the ocean, who had never seen what a peach looks like when it's growing. So there's a real a very significant problem that we have, which is lack of access and real value in terms of being able to connect with nature. Oftentimes, most city kids are fearful of it. They never want to get dirty. But then once they actually get there, and they're out in you know, nearby a river or near a tree, you know, you'll see them splashing into the river or climbing the tree, and it's amazing how just giving more access and opportunities and excitement, really, that actually we can make nature cool again, you know, that we can make it hip and something that's actually going to be just really re-engage a lot of the children of urban populations in particular with nature. I think it's just vital and will address the need for vitamin N, which is vitamin nature. And it's really critical. You know, there's a lot of behavioral problems that have come about in direct connection to not actually having connection. Well, yeah, the being disconnected there's something, there's a part of us that is lost. You know, we didn't evolve for thousands of years just to sit on computers, you know.
Exactly. Oh, no kidding. So where do you see this, you know, that you're kind of coming up with a solution. You feel that there's going to be a solution with your book and this whole project that you're doing. And what do you see? What do you envision as this project comes to fruition and spreads globally? What do you really see happening?
I see a global conversation around how to stand up for the natural world and ultimately how to, you know, embed the general wellness of humanity. You know, I think that this is an incredible platform and a vehicle to have that kind of conversation. I see schools adopting curricula around this. I see schools themselves beginning to move more toward culturally relevant, inclusive, kinesthetic forms of education, particularly, you know, with regards to environmental education. Having been an educator for the last 10 years, you know, I'm really excited about the reinvestment of energy and resources, really, into this kind of education that I'm talking about, and it may not happen in the classroom, but if it's starting to show up in the music, on the movie screens, in the books that we're reading, then, you know, I think we've made some significant steps forward.
Well, I certainly congratulate you on taking this project and being so involved and changing our perspective of nature and bringing the children into it. I do appreciate it, and I do appreciate you coming onto this program and letting us talk to you. And special thanks to Maddie and Sophie for coming on and, first of all, reading your book and listening to your CD and watching the video. And thanks, Sophie and Maddie.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Sophie and Maddie. And there's some stickers and I think there's an impermanent tattoo and some stuff in the mail for you guys that I'm excited to share some of our merchandise. And you guys are awesome. Thanks for your questions.
And thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody. And there you go, listeners. What an important project. And we really need to really need to think about what's going on with our Earth, not only here in the United States, but globally. And take our own responsibility and also teach our children and grandchildren and the coming generations that we have to really come to terms that this is our home on this earth, on this planet, and we really do need to treat it very gently and very lovingly. Thanks, Aaron. I do appreciate you coming. Again, listeners,
thank you.
The name of the book is Pacha's Pajamas, A Story Written by Nature, and the author is Aaron Abelman. Keep a lookout because things are going to happen really big, and I really encourage you to go ahead get the book and all the other products that they have, and help your families get in touch with nature. This is Irene Watson with Inside Scoop Live. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.